There's an old joke. Two elderly women are at a Catskill Mountain resort, and one of them says, "Boy, the food at this place is really terrible." The other one says, "Yeah, I know, and such small portions." Well, that's essentially how I feel about life, full of loneliness and misery and suffering and unhappiness, and it's all over much too quickly. The other important joke for me is one that's usually attributed to Groucho Marx, but I think it appears originally in Freud's Wit and Its Relation to the Unconscious, and it goes like this, I'm paraphrasing. I would never want to belong to any club that would have someone like me for a member.
And welcome to the Your Name Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Douglas.
And back from the dead, it is Zombie Damien.
I think there's something that we need to talk
we
about.
We have to talk about this before we get into any podcasting work at all.
So, I got a message
from
maybe 2-3 days ago from somebody on Twitter, and I had no clue who it was. And it was very cryptic, and... But then I realized the name was Soccer Jersey.
With a Z.
Right.
And I thought to myself, we've been talking about some sort of soccer jersey person on Twitter. And it ended up to be exactly who I thought it was.
Or is it? I'm asking
because
for confirmation here. Right. Twitter hasn't given him a validated...
That's true.
Feed.
That's true. There is no blue tick on it.
No,
so
it hasn't validated that it actually is Damien. But Damien... Have you joined
Absolutely.
Twitter?
Are you fucking crazy? No. Of time. Twitter and Facebook. It was fun. When was it? First one was 97. So it was fun in 97 with ICQ. It's not fun anymore. I don't
care. So you're saying someone has taken your name?
I'm so sad. Someone has taken at soccer jersey. I'm so so sad. Oh Lord.
Because they even claim that it is Damien White.
Well, I hope.
And I know we've used your last name on this podcast.
Right. Well,
so
hopefully it's somebody that we know.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. If it's not, good job.
So you're saying
no.
Okay.
Really?
I almost
Twitter.
Had a heart attack when I first saw it. I was
Twitter.
Like, ooh.
I barely check my emails. Twitter. Like, only when I see like the Google Buzz thing in the corner reach like 100, I go, who on earth is... And I look, and half of it is Douglas, and the next half is people that are saying one message to like 900 years ago that have linked their Gmail accounts to their Twitter accounts. My God, this is awesome. I still don't care.
Well, to say the least,
I know you guys are disappointed.
Yeah. At this moment. Uh-huh. I was hoping I would
see,
get
the you see, the thing is, Andrew, I'm not disappointed. You know why?
Why?
I know it's a barefaced lie. I know he's on the
Yeah. Just hiding it from
yeah.
the two people I'd actually tell. Yeah. Uh-huh. I like your logic.
Yeah.
Keep. And if I did have a Twitter account, it would probably be my real name. Like all the, like everything else. Xbox, PSN, Gmail, I've been creative.
Defensive.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
first of all, I don't understand the creative usernames thing on the internet. Because if anyone wants to find out who it belongs to, they can. Like Hot Girl 97, really? You just give it here so that and everyone knows who it is right away. That is what Facebook did. Facebook's like, just put your real name. And I remember when it started, everyone was like, no, that feels like too big an invasion of my privacy. Until you could do the slash your actual name, and then everyone jumped off that horse right there. Like, no, Facebook slash my name, that's great.
I actually found it annoying when Facebook started allowing people to use fake names. Like to put up pseudonyms.
Well, pseudonyms have been around for a long time. I remember I actually got
about
into
the slash so much. But
no. I understand. I got into Facebook fairly early. I think I got into it the same year that it came out, which was like 2004 or something like that.
So you were one of the 5 million.
I guess so. But
I got an invite to it then. When I went. They're like, and the invite. I remember the invite specifically because it was from Gene, and Gene said, leave, what was big MySpace?
MySpace was a big thing,
leave MySpace and come over to Facebook, because Facebook is for students or something.
Yeah, Facebook originally started for just the college.
I remember I looked at it and I went, this is the same shit.
Were you on MySpace?
No, I was never.
Okay, just check.
What? Really?
Yeah, essentially Facebook was MySpace without the ugly.
Yeah,
that's what it was. But no, even back then, I remember, I don't think I friended him, but there was a person at my school that was had a name, and his name was something like the Ithaca College Library. Hmm. Or some shit like that. So it's been happening. I guess maybe they just clamped down on it or whatnot. But it's not like it.
I mean, with 500 million users, it's kind of hard to clamp down on all of it.
Exactly.
I mean, Facebook is big, it's not that big. But aren't we here to talk about something else?
I guess we could talk about something else.
Yeah.
Damon, right,
games. E3 is over. What? Right, since the last
other
time,
than World Cup,
since
course.
The last time I've been here, England has lost.
Ah, fuck you! Germany is going to win this tournament.
Yeah, whatever. So I finally saw a team, and I'll continue referring to it as that, because when I went to Carib to watch it, that's what people were asking for. I'd like a ticket to a team.
Are you serious?
100. I heard 4 people in front of me say. I had people looking at the board like, a team. You want to go watch a team? I'm just there dying in the... I'm like, really? Really? And then, like, whoever was in front of me, like, 2 tickets to a team. And the person who's selling it would even bother to cart. And she's like, I couldn't care less. 2 tickets for that. Sure.
Well, you have to assume that. You saw it on Saturday.
Oh, right? Lord.
Well,
yeah.
You saw it a week
ago. No, I saw it on Monday.
But
no,
it was
no,
like a week,
no, no,
a week
no,
and
I saw
a half
it,
late, right?
So, yeah, I saw it on Saturday.
So that woman has been hearing that. But.
Yeah, for a while. Oh, so good. So it was hilarious. That movie's awesome.
It is. I told you, it's the best movie so far in the summer. Easily.
Hopefully, he's... Him take it far, man.
Brave heart.
I'm never there for take it that far.
When you first meet him and he gets to the chopper,
yeah.
And you see him on the thing just hanging,
right.
Going like, this Ross McCoy,
I mean,
would be awesome.
He's like, yeah, it's the calibration is,
I mean,
okay.
Even Rampage Jackson's great. Like, all of them are. It's, oh Lord, a movie. And they did away with silly shit like plot. It was great.
One question.
Action scene, yeah.
Patrick Wilson,
mm-hmm.
versus Jason Patrick from The Losers. Which one?
The Losers guy won. I was wishing that we could have translated him into this movie. Because he is a phenomenal.
Losers.
As a bad guy, that dude... The guy in The Losers, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, he's. I mean, you know, bad guy in a way that he used to be. Not bad guy in a logical way. He's just right. He's just evil. Not, oh, I'm a bad guy looking for. This dude is just evil. And he was for. Damn, this movie's awesome. I mean, smile from start to finish. Even though there was people behind me talking, but this is Jamaica, can't avoid that. Unless you go to a Pixar film, why stop drinking? If it tastes like shit, stop drinking it. That's the same logic I use, but that is just all encompassing to bear.
It would be better if it was cold.
It would be better if it tasted good.
See, here lies your broken logic, right?
Yes.
Because you're not using the Andrew logic.
Uh-huh.
When drinking alcohol, right. As long as you can keep the third drink.
Exactly,
you're
fine.
You don't have to worry about the taste anymore.
So just keep on chugging.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. And making faces. And hating yourself in the process.
Anyways,
you were talking
about Pixar.
Right, so if you go to a Pixar film at any point, you will be met with quiet children and no one else. There's no one who go. Do Pixar movies even make money in Jamaica?
When I went to it, it was pretty much a packed theater.
When I went to it, there was like 4. I felt like a pedophile all over again.
You went to it alone, as usual.
No, I went with Joel, so it was 2 grown men in a theater. like 3/4 empty and all small children and parents.
When was this though?
On Monday.
There you go. That's what, 2 weeks today?
That's on our school day.
On a school day on top of it.
It was the Monday after Toy Story came out.
Oh, okay.
I went, when was it, went Saturday?
I think we went on a weekend.
We went on a Saturday and it was pretty much packed.
Okay. So Toy Story is phenomenal. Pixar, you know, keeping their track record pretty much going. Someone asked me if I thought this one was better than 2. Probably. It's probably is better than 2.
I don't remember 2. It's been so long
since I watched 1 and 2 before going to watch 3.
Personally, my ranking of the Toy Stories is 2, 1, 3.
No. There's no 3. You don't like 3 or?
No, I like it. I just think it's worse.
So what about three. What about it don't you like? I don't
know.
No, because something must be there that he likes less.
I'm going to
dislikes.
What I disliked the most about our film
is that it ends.
No, not that it ends.
The Holocaust scene.
You know what, I'll just drink my
beer. People are writing it up as a Holocaust movie, which is hilarious. Because they're probably right. But it's still funny.
I actually think of it more as The Great Escape. But yeah, whatever. Yeah. What I dislike the most about it is that since the filmmakers were forced to deal with we're going to end this franchise kind of deal, and because they couldn't just have a 90-minute emotional ride, which you get in the last 20 minutes of the movie, of how they will end this franchise and make everyone happy, they had to tack on this first hour of The Great Escape, which is good by itself, but the way the two of them are together, it doesn't feel like it fits perfectly in my mind. Like, and I like the two bits individually, but together it feels kind of like we have to churn out an adventure story, so we have The Great Escape, and then we have to deal with the ending, so we have the ending. And it never feels cohesive in my mind when I was watching it.
I have no idea what he's talking. And did you see the movie, Douglas?
I believe I did.
Do you agree with any of this nonsense? Okay. That's good. All I have to say to that is that door has a rainbow on it. It must be safe. All I have to say to you, I'm moving on.
Spanish buzz.
Spanish buzz. I mean, first of all, it is funnier than the first two. By our ways, it is funnier than the first two. I watched the two before, and it is far and away funnier than the first two. I still don't understand the disjointed thing. Because I don't know. And the stakes are higher in this one than any other first. It's just, I mean, if you break them down and look at each individual piece, it's like point for point, this one's probably better. And it was in 3D, which didn't hurt the film, finally. I mean, that's now two movies that I've seen that I actually enjoyed. Another one is How to Train Your Dragon. I finally rewatched Avatar in 2D, and I could have just seen it in 2D.
You don't think that the 3D, I mean, it's not a good movie. Right. I'm not saying exactly, that, right? And but you don't think that the 3D in Avatar was spectacular?
The 3D at times was all right. It did blow me. This is for me personally.
Scene. I have to go and watch Dragon because
you have apparently to find someone who will show it to you in 3D.
Right. Apparently,
the first scene in Avatar where you saw the depth in the back of the ship when people were fighting, that was awesome. And when he looked over the edge and you got the kind of sense of vertical for a while, that was. But most of it didn't feel, especially when they had shit falling from the trees, and not a fan. I guess me and the blue people, because a lot of people like the design of the Navi. I am not one of those people.
So you're not rushing out to see the Smurfs?
What was I talking about?
No. After that.
No, there's only Neil Patrick Harris.
I don't know anyone else.
Yeah. Smurfs are in it, so it's going to be horrible.
It's going to be Tanai's movie.
Yeah. No, this Gringo thing. What the
Rango?
We'll talk Gringo. About they it. Should have that called actually, it Gringo. That would have been so delightfully racist, just like the trailer. Gringo, right? Despite Andrew's nonsense, Toy Story 3 is better than the other two. If you disagree, I don't care. Saw the write-up of the Holocaust scene, which made it even more hilarious. So now I want to go to watch Toy Story again. We have to look at the Holocaust angle, because that is, I don't know how people came up with that.
I didn't read it, but I saw the title.
Yeah. I don't know how they came up with that, but like they've pointed out a lot of stuff that, yeah, it's pretty close to the Holocaust thing, so I want to see it again, just to laugh. So I also saw Night and Day, but the less said about that, the better.
Yes, please.
What else did I see? I saw Cinema Paradiso that I should have talked about last week. It's not a 10. I don't know. What did you think about it?
I thought it was fairly close to a 10. I really enjoy it.
It's really good. But they could have trimmed that movie down some.
They did.
This some more. They could have trimmed that movie.
No, I mean, you saw what? The 2045 version?
Yeah.
That was the original released version.
I think so. No, I saw one that was 3 hours on something. I think.
3 hours on something, you sure?
I think so.
Wow. Well, I need to watch the 3 hours on something.
The ones we watched was like 2:45 or nearing 3 hours, right?
Yeah. I don't remember. I'll check one of them.
That was the original version that was made.
Is there any in English?
Listen.
No, I'd want to know if there's one in English that...
I don't know.
Oh, alright. That wouldn't make a difference.
And then it bombed in the box office when it came out.
Oh, shit.
He trimmed it down to 2 hours and released that in the States and became a huge hit.
Okay.
So you can find the 2 hour version, I'm assuming, but I love the nearing 3 hours one so much.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I didn't. It never.
No.
Stretched
it just
out for me at all.
At times, it felt like looking back on it, I felt that there are points that they could have, could have done. I mean, they could have like a montage. Could have helped somewhere in that
this
movie.
This is not Rocky Solid.
No, the movie's great. It is really good. I had that movie forever and still didn't watch it for some reason. Just sat there. I wouldn't take it off because I think it has that like an 8.7 rating on IMDb or something.
Yeah.
And so
it's in the 250 somewhere.
I said, I know I need to watch this.
Actually, I think it's in the top 100.
But, no, it wasn't in the top 100.
Not the 100? Oh, okay.
Last time I checked.
Oh, okay.
When I was doing my watching everything in IMDb's top 100 thing, it wasn't there. But it was an honorable mention, which is why I got it. What else did I watch? Entourage is back.
Yeah, I don't watch the first episode yet, though.
It's Entourage.
Yeah, maybe that's a job for tonight.
I saw some other movies I probably shouldn't have seen. Could have saved that time, watched something else. Or gotten some sleep.
Okay, well, as with Damien, I too watch Night and Day, and as with Damien, I will move on quickly.
Do you like Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz? Still don't watch this.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's watch the trailer again.
Today, the truth, there's only one.
Before we go to you.
Move.
I asked Damon.
Wow, okay.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I understand.
Yeah,
it's alright.
Yeah,
I asked Damon a couple weeks ago.
He
wasn't here last week. So I asked him a couple weeks ago if he would watch
Bull Durham.
Have you watched it?
I have it. Haven't watched it. Tired. That movie isn't short. And football.
Yeah, this is true.
Alright, well, whatever, Douglas. You can go on. No one's
there. Every movie that I talked about a while ago, I replace sleep with watching that movie.
So there's just one thing I thought was kind of funny, and it's a weird thing to find funny because nobody else would find it funny. There was a So Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise at one point were on his like special island.
Right.
Actually, I know what that island is. That island is here in Jamaica. It's called Pelu Island.
Yeah.
And
on the poster, it said shot in Jamaica. Partly shot in Jamaica.
No,
I looked it up. I'm like, that's where the
It's all by Portland.
Yeah.
But I know about this island because there's like this whole proposed big construction going down there, and trust me, like people have been. Well, the people there, you know, that own land are like, oh no, you shouldn't do it. It will mess up the ecosystem and da 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 da. I just thought it was fucking hilarious that they blew the shit up.
Yeah.
After all that rubbish. Fair.
Fair. If I'd known that, I'd have probably given that movie like a half mark. It's
not, Anyway, alright, so moving on, because we really need to move on from this rubbish. I also watched Nine Queens, or Nueve Reinas in Spanish. It's a Spanish movie. Nobody that I really know is in it, but it was interesting because this was recommended to me a very long time ago. Let's say maybe 3 or 4 years ago by a good friend. And I just never watched it. Actually, did buy the DVD because I saw it in... What's the name of that place? Video... Whatever. It was a video rental place that went out of business and they were selling the DVDs for cheap, so I got it for really cheap and I was like, I will watch it, and then I never did. And I ended up watching it this week and I realized that this is actually the original to a movie I've already seen called Criminal with John C. Reilly and Diego Luna. It has... it has the same sort of problems, but at the same time, I don't know, it's a little bit better. You kind of follow it more... I don't know, it was an okay movie, but nowhere near a 10. Maybe a 7, 8. Not even an 8, I don't think, to tell you the truth. More like a 7. 6.5.
Let's keep throwing that score down.
Yeah, man. 1.5. Fuck it.
Almost
a 0.
A 3.
I also watched, I guess this is a week for foreign movies. I watched Priceless or Hors de Prix, whatever.
Is that
the
movie
French
about
movie.
Diamonds?
No, not quite.
It's
but it has a lot to do with money. It's starring one of my favorite French actresses, Audrey Tautou, and some other people who I don't know.
French people.
It's about, so Audrey Tautou is like this gold digger, and you know, she runs around and whatnot, but she's with this one guy, and then this. What is he? He's not a bellboy. He's like a waiter at a hotel.
Sure.
He's slacking off at work and he falls asleep on like a couch. And so she assumes, since he's fallen asleep on the couch, that he's a guest. Mm-hmm. And so she totally like, you know, hooks up with him. And then because of that, she gets thrown out by her sugar daddy. And then she comes to him. And all sorts of rubbish ensues. And he kind of becomes the male version of what she is for a while in the movie. And... I don't know, it's not a great movie, and I can tell you that, but it's fun.
I know, the trailer, did we speak about it? Is it a recent movie?
I don't think so, I think it came out in like 2004.
I don't know what movie this is at all.
I'm pretty sure I saw a trailer with something like that, where a girl was, she was, like literally what you just explained, that was in the trailer.
Yeah, well maybe, I mean, anything could have happened, it could be like a remake, you know?
Right, or... That finally someone is releasing it here in the US.
That too. But because it's Audrey Tautou, and even in 2004 she was kind of big because Amelie had come out at that time. So I would have assumed that would have gotten released.
Amelie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know her name.
Oh. And you said it's okay. So alright, movie.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. Not like a 10, but maybe a. An 8, 7.5.
6, 5.
No. This one is on the good side of the
3.
The good side of the spectrum, alright? Other than that, I didn't watch any real movies, but what I did watch, I saw... Oh, jeez, why? My phone is messed up because somebody texted me. Okay, back to my list. I have watched... Okay, so I'm a huge fan of Ricky Gervais.
We know this.
Right? Now, I have actually seen... almost all of his TV shows. I was a big fan of Extras that aired on HBO so long ago, but for some reason, I don't know why, I never did watch the Christmas special. And I finally caught up with that episode this week. And It was pretty good. It was weird though, because it still had the same elements of the type of humor that was in the show, but it really was trying to be more of a heartfelt thing. And that was odd. But I did like it. And you know, Extras is awesome, so there we go.
I should watch Extras on
the Extras is hilarious, man.
I keep hearing that.
No, seriously, watch Extras.
Yeah, anyway, two more things and I'm done.
It in HD? No?
Shut up. And both of these shows are actually on AMC. I'm trying to catch up with the awesomeness that is AMC original programming. I've started watching Mad Men.
I never thought I'd ever hear that statement from anybody. Awesomeness that is AMC programming.
Listen, all I have to say to you about that is Breaking Bad.
No, okay? No, I know. I just, like... Even though it has Mad Men and Breaking Bad, just hearing that statement sounds wrong. It does. But never mind it. Right.
Anyway, I started watching Mad Men. Right. I think I've gone through just the first episode, and already I'm kind of like, yes, I need to watch a show. This is very good.
And you started wondering why we could live in that age where
exactly, you know,
women
where
knew their place.
paper bags on their head, cut out eye holes, and took a good look at themselves, assess their strengths and weaknesses.
Wow.
And the last thing that I watched, I mean, if you guys listen to the last podcast, or if you know what's on AMC, you know what I'm talking about. It's, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's Rubicon or Rub Icon or Rub Icon, whatever it is.
I think it's
okay, Rubicon. That show, actually, I talked about it the other day, and I had DVR'd it, and actually, I'm very upset because it wasn't the first episode. It was a sneak peek, apparently. The show doesn't start until sometime mid-August. But this first sneak peek is pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's about... the lead guy is like he's not a cryptographer. He's like, he looks for patterns. He's almost like Russell Crowe's character.
All over again?
No, it's not Numbers. Well, it might be. I don't know. I never ever really watched Numbers. But
my math professor loved Numbers.
Jesus Christ. I was in the math degree at Ithaca College when Numbers first came out, and everybody was like, oh my goodness, it's a show about math, you have to love it. I was like, shut the fuck up. Anyway,
but he's smart. He loves Numbers, and Numbers solve shit.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
1 + 1 = 2.
No, wow. 1 + 1 = he did it.
But no, this show is about... So people look for patterns in, like, I guess, foreign policy and
is this wanted?
And things
they look
that...
for patterns in threat.
Wanted. Which one is wanted again?
Curve bullets.
No, shut up. So they analyze, like, news and current events and that kind of thing and see what's going on. And it looks like they're almost like a preemptive force to say, I see this happening. Now you go need to bomb Cuba. Or some shit like that. So it looks like that's the type of thing that they're into.
Yeah.
I think they work for the CIA. It's some sort
some
of agency
secret
like that.
Military agency.
Right. And immediately
that gives them access to all sorts of shit that
immediately they put
access.
You in a situation. They tell you exactly what's going on. They say, okay, this guy's come across something he shouldn't have come across. People are now dying because of it, and now he's going to have to deal with the aftermath, and he doesn't even quite know what's going on yet. So it's really
does
good.
It start out with them recruiting a new person to the
oh
team?
No, it's not that bad.
I was making sure. Kind of been down this road before.
But that was about it for me this week. So what about you, Andrew?
Alright, I'm going to start this off with the Damien's version of what I saw this week. I talked about this last week, but I'm not releasing the episode we recorded last week.
Really?
It came out poorly.
I was wondering where the hell that episode
yeah,
was.
I know. I saw Airborne a couple weeks ago.
Yes!
And Damon asked me to watch
it. Yes!
Unlike Damon, who refuses to watch
it. Hey, look. Look, I don't think you understand when I say that. When I watch movies, I don't sleep that day. Right? I said, I'm going to camp today. So, after the football is over, I watch movie, carb work.
Leave me alone, I will continue to make you feel guilty.
Alright, I'll watch a shitty movie, alright? Fucking baseball.
I watched Airborne.
And?
I kind of enjoy it a little bit.
What? What do you mean by kind of?
Just a little bit.
You know you love it. Deep down.
You know what it is? I'll tell you exactly what it is. He's outside the bubble.
There was a bubble
where this movie was good. And you and me were still in the bubble. But he is not.
I can prove that you're wrong.
Okay, please do. Because I'd love for this to be...
What is happening here is that...
Yeah, bro. Bro, you okay? You okay, bro?
What is happening is that he is fighting logic. This movie is terrible. It isn't even close to being a good movie. This movie is an abomination. It's so horrible. But it has transcended just being horrible.
And just moved around.
Alright, and then I circled back to being awesome. That is what he's having problems with. Because so like the big hit, right?
He's busted.
Exactly. That movie also not good.
So what you're saying to me, right? The scale of like horrible to awesome.
Right. No, it's a circle. It is not a circle.
And it goes like this and then
continue. Once you fall off the end, right? You float. And there's only one thing with enough power to bring you back on the scale, and that is the top. So it went. This movie is so bad, and it just fell off, went straight to the top. The movie is terrible, but somehow they have found a way to make it absolutely awesome and unforgettable. At the same, he will never forget this movie. Even when he's dying, there are movies you'll never forget. This is one of those movies. You just cannot believe that someone sat down and A, thought of this and got it made. Because none of it makes sense. Which is so good. And I showed it to a friend. Let's call her a friend. That's probably what she's known. She's a friend.
Because she will not talk to you.
Let's just say we might not be friends for long. She saw it and 20 minutes in was confused as to why I had her watch it. Because I've made her watch horrible, what she calls horrible, boring movies. What everyone else calls, what film people call great movies. She's like, this movie was just long and boring. I don't understand. I don't get it. Why is he like? I showed her A Prophet, and she's like, why is he so violent? He wasn't violent when he went into prison. So why is he so violent? Like everything went. Like, yeah, never mind. 20 minutes into this movie, no idea. She's like, this movie is stupid. This is the stupidest movie you've ever made. And by the end of the movie, she was cheering. Cheering. She was cheering the TV. This movie's phenomenal.
Like I get the bad movie going on in here. And I mean,
but you're smiling.
They had a few things for me to latch on to. I mean, you had the... You know, brow.
He spoke in Spanish. But I knew what he was talking about, bro. I knew exactly what he was saying. He was saying, you take that wave. You take it down, bro.
And that wave was the wave.
I just love how all the baddest people in the school have inlines. And they're way to test who is the baddest. It's just skate down the road. I'm like, what?
And then Jack Black is one of the badass
Jack
dudes.
Black, oh, Jesus.
Oh.
However,
and there's Mexicans that play ice hockey.
There's a moment in this film which parallels Toy Story 3.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's Seth Green trying on clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And too sexy for my shirt. As opposed to Ken to... Was it Cirque du Freak?
Jesus, that even... Oh, Lord.
Seth Green, man. I have to say, now he looks... He's like a well proportioned. Yeah. But his nose was huge.
And during this movie, he had like really long, right?
That hairstyle.
Like, I did not go in the sun for 3 years white. Right? I have been a vampire for 1,000 years white. Like,
I just love how they were trying to make inline skating look cool by him jumping off of shit.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, this is oh, he's skating backwards down steps. Oh, it's so awesome. Oh, this movie is garbage.
You know, it's funny. Have you ever watched? There's another skating movie with I believe it's Christian Slater, and you watched Scarface.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have seen it.
Okay. No. I just have to make sure. Once on TV. No. For some reason, I can't remember his name right now in the movie. But Tony Montana's right hand man.
Okay.
He was in it as well. Have you ever seen that one?
I don't think so. Maybe it's just been shadowed.
Or maybe it was skateboarding. Sorry, it was skateboarding. But whatever it was.
Skateboarding. I've seen a couple. Like Disney used to have. One or two
Disney.
Shitty movie. There was this time in life where they were trying to make essentially the X Games awesome to everybody, and they were all shitty movies.
That was another.
But Airborne took it.
like I don't think Airborne reaches anywhere near close to the Trace Buster Buster Heart.
No. Awesome. Listen. You cannot. Very few will ever see that kind of awesome stuff. It's not like you can buy it, sir. It has to be earned. Alright, what is
this? Anyways, moving on.
Manny. Oh, and you're
Manny,
welcome.
That's his name.
Manny. Oh, you're talking about the character name.
And you're welcome, Andrew.
Anyways, another thing I watched the first episode of, is it Dark Blue or Dark
Blue? Oh, yeah.
It's Dark Blue, right?
So you watched it.
I watched the first episode, and that I'm not impressed at all, Damien.
Yeah.
Honestly, it looks ridiculously generic.
Do you guys watch this?
I'm sorry.
TNT
listen,
guy from The Practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I have to say this again because we've lost an episode, but I did talk about this last episode. I've watched so far maybe two and a half episodes, and at the time I'd only watched the first one, and I said to Andrew that it wasn't as great as people have said, because you're not the only person that has told me this show is amazing. So it wasn't that great, but it still was a solid start to a season, or it could be. It sets the stage for what could be a really great show, but at the same time, I see exactly what Andrew says. It is a little bit on the generic side. You've got your rogue cop trying to go trying to not go through the red tape and all of that stuff, but. I see both sides. I see what Andrew is saying, and I saw that in the first episode, but it does set the stage for what could be a good show, and I hope that it is.
And you've seen... So what do you think about the second episode?
The second episode...
was when they recruited the chick.
The chick, yeah.
They recruited her
in the first one.
Okay.
Remind me how the second episode go. Is it the one... No. Is it the one where... it starts off with Ray, in some sort of gun buy.
Right, and they shoot. They fake shoot him after the gun buy.
Yeah, and then he has to get some money by the end and thing. Okay, yeah, right. The show was okay. The episode was alright. Wasn't fantastic, but it was alright.
What the hell you guys are watching?
So this is a question I have for you, Damien. As someone who's only watched one episode, is it worth continuing?
Yes. That is what I enjoyed about it, is that it started off at one level and it got increasingly better, and by the end of it it does what The Wire does, where at the end it doesn't try and dream up like this bombastic finishing we're going to blow all this shit up and you're going to be the highest stakes you've ever seen. They take it back down and they do something instead of them spending time dreaming of something big to do. They focus on the individual characters and shows you another side of them for the final episode. And then the new season supposed to start in August, September, sometime like that. So I'm getting myself ready.
Alright, I'll try and forget the first episode and pretend this might be the show.
You guys don't like it, wouldn't be the first time that both of you have been wrong. You guys both like Dollhouse.
No, I like one episode.
Oh, I like, I barely liked one of his. That was the one that she wasn't in.
This is true.
No, that episode one,
was awesome.
Epaph one, that's the name of it, right? I'm going to save that one. So every time I see Dollhouse, I'll go, why the hell do I still have? And they're all right. Right, there was a good episode. Right?
End of the world, that's all you want. And also, Trem finished.
Tremé, sorry.
I apologize.
I know I can't start watching it more.
You need to stop. You.
Yes.
Is this a good show? Is it?
He doesn't make bad shows.
Okay. Because
have you watched
the episode? Listen. I've watched the first two episodes just to make sure that he's on the right path. And now that it's finished, I'll watch it.
Oh, wait. No. So, this is after two episodes?
No. I am telling you that this is great. Listen, after two episodes.
I watched... Mm-hmm. You know how long it took me to watch the first episode? Like a month. Okay.
That's your fault. That's nothing to do with the show.
It's because...
But he does that with all his shows.
It was ridiculous. I'm just
like...
is anything going to happen?
Yeah, that's what he does with all his shows.
And I think... Have I started... I think I may have started the second episode. I'm not sure. I can't remember now. It's been so long.
Ignoring Douglas.
Yes.
I love this show.
No shit. Oh, you like The Wire too, did you?
Yeah, I love The Wire. Awesome. I know I haven't really seen any news about the show itself, but the way it ended, I'm not going to give it away, but it feels a lot like he intended to just make this one season and leave it there.
That'd be great. But although it felt like that with The Wire. That first season.
I don't know.
And the second season felt like they could have ended it.
I have no idea as to whether this is going to be coming back next year.
Probably.
On HBO or not.
He's probably going to get all the awards he should have got when he did The Wire.
But that 1.5 hour finale that this show had, I love it so much. It just built the drama. And at first I thought Steve Zahn was such a lame character to begin with, but... And also the fiddler, I can't even remember her name right now.
Oh, she becomes a major character?
Well, they're all major characters.
Well, no, not in the first episode. Oh. She's just a chick on the side of the road.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Everyone in these characters, you're going to find something to empathize with. And
I kind of found it annoying that they had the stock I hate you because you're... only now looking at us just out of pity character, which was the keyboardist. But yeah,
you know, people like that actually exist.
No, they do, but they're just so prevalent in media
his movies
today.
Sure.
Yeah, well, right. Other things I watched that I want to mention, I had a lot more, but I'm not going to mention as much. I saw The White Ribbon.
You did? Is it good? I want to watch it.
It is a good movie, but not an entertaining movie. Damon is giving him the nod, like, stop listening to anyone. It's about a lot of horrible accidents occurring in this small town in Germany.
Accidents. That's what they call them. Okay. Okay.
Occurring in this small town in Germany pre-World War I. And it's really interesting for certain bits. And what I found the most interesting part that I could latch onto was the actual end of the film, when the guy actually gave you some form of a theory as to what could be happening, and pretty much you kind of take it as this is true, even though when he starts the movie he's like, yeah, I really don't know what happened, but I'll tell you what I know and maybe it'll help things figure out.
I think he's the one that did it.
But the movie really wasn't for me. I think that's the real problem, because I can see the good points. I'm not going to argue with anyone who loves this movie. Like, yeah, if you like it and you think it's a great movie, I'm not arguing with you. But for me, oh, not really.
Yes, the movie was too black and white.
Another movie I watched this week for the first time, I watched The Graduate, the Mike Nichols film with...
heard of this one.
I can't tell if that's sincerity or
no seriously. I know the grad
Dustin Hoffman
of...
You're trying to seduce me, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, right. I know this movie. No,
you've seen it, right?
Yeah, I've seen this movie.
And
seriously, a while ago I didn't remember what I knew
actually
the name.
I think there's another movie called The Graduate, which is the one with Why can't I remember his name?
I don't think it's called The Graduate.
Matthew Broderick and Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
And it's a basically a film school thing.
Is it The Graduate that it's called?
I think it's called The Graduate. He's a film school student who's gone to New York.
No, I never saw that.
He gets wrapped up into this thing.
One of the two
Brando
good Matthew Broderick movies. One of the two.
Okay. What's the other one?
Yeah.
What's the other good Matthew Broderick movie?
Fucking Ferris Bueller, man. Why? Would you disagree? Actually, you know what? I might have to put in a third. I haven't watched all of it, but I know people love it. It's the presidential
election.
Election.
I've never seen it, but I've heard people talk good things about it. Anyways, back to what I was saying, The Graduate. First time I've seen it, and I really loved it. Even though I have two comments on this film. Number one, a soundtrack has more than three songs. Just because they're awesome songs doesn't mean you get to repeat them four times in a movie each.
Did you watch Casablanca? Alright. How many songs was in that?
More than three.
No. I remixed the hell out of that song. One like, song for the day.
Like, I think they played Scarborough Fair at least five times in that movie throughout.
Is it that you don't like the songs?
I love those songs, but like by the end of the movie and I've heard
you started
song,
to hear
like,
the song.
I started to go like, really? Didn't they write more songs?
Look, what if they only had enough money to license four tracks? It's not like nowadays, son.
Also, number two, even though I love the movie and I'll watch it a billion times, I can tell you that from now. Number two, I just didn't buy this guy falling in love with this woman's, with this girl immediately after the first date to the point where he is about to murder her father and her mother at a church. All sorts of madness.
I mean, I feel like that.
I didn't buy that at all, as much as I love the movie. Like, really? And I guess I should talk about this anyway. I saw The Crazies. The new zombie movie with Timothy Olyphant. This movie is Planet Terror with Timothy Olyphant at 25% the fun.
That sounds about right.
I mean, you can. I kind of want to like it because it's Olyphant. I even love Justified, but
I never went to watch that. Despite Timothy being in there.
Yeah, I was very upset when I saw it. It wasn't that good.
And I won't talk about True Grit. I have no intentions of talking about that movie again.
Okay. Alright.
So yeah, that's when I watched this movie. My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Yes. Let's start out with Rango. New animated film directed
from Pixar.
By Gore Verbinski.
Don't move!
Not moving!
Shh! Not moving! Try to blend in.
What? Blend in? What do you mean?
Blend in.
Huh? But what are you saying?
Too late.
No, it's not too late. I'm blending. I'm a blender!
Hey, calm down. What are you doing? Tranquilo! Moving. Try not to look conspicuous. Oh, here she comes. You better run, Mojito.
What? I thought you said don't move.
That was before. Now, you run.
Is Nickelodeon.
So it's not DreamWorks.
Not Pixar. Not Pixar.
You know what I think
Starring
is really
Johnny
funny
Depp.
About this movie, and it has nothing to do with this trailer. Have you seen a poster that they've put up?
Can't remember. Is it one with Johnny Depp in it? And the Johnny Depp character?
Yes, it is. The poster.
It looks like Fear and Loathing-ish.
No. It doesn't look like Fear and Loathing-ish.
It is
Fear and Loathing. That shirt.
With the lizard.
Yeah, that shirt. You saw the shirt that
the
he's wearing
shirt, yeah.
in the Jesus Christ!
Yeah, stop kicking the chair.
That's the same shirt that he wears in the poster and in the movie of Fear and Loathing. He also in the
the same
in the poster, he has the same squiggly thing. I believe I may be incorrect on this one, that he has the same hat, but he definitely has a cigarette coming out of his mouth.
Okay.
And it's clearly, you know, playing on that. So I've never seen all the hype with that movie. I've just watched it and loved it and bought the DVD. So is there really that huge a following for Fear and Loathing that they would try to bring that into the
market? There's that much of a following for Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah.
Like, he's more of a, if you know that, then you follow it. But right. It's not no mass kind of deal.
But no, okay, so when I watch the trailer, there are a few things that, like, jump out at me immediately.
It's not Pixar.
It's not Pixar.
It's not DreamWorks.
It's not DreamWorks. I actually had no clue what this movie was going to be when I watched the trailer. I thought it was probably going to be live action. It was probably going to be Johnny Depp being a little bit crazy, because in most of his movies, he's crazy. But it's not. It's CG. It's... like you said, Pixar-esque. And
no, I don't think you said Pixar-esque. I think you said not Pixar-esque. Let's make this clear.
Yes, whatever. Trying to be Pixar, whatever. This movie looks... I'm not sure what to think about this movie yet, because it looks like it could go one of two extremes. It could either be extremely desperate to be the next... big CG movie and falling flat on its face, or it could be a fun CG romp, with, even though it might not be like a big dramatic whatever, but it looks like it could also be like a movie that you enjoy watching and enjoy just for face value, as opposed to going deeper, delving deeper into the story. So I'm not sure which one it is yet.
I kind of take it as, even though I don't even know how to, like, quantify Gore Verbinski into this, because as much as I love the Pirates trilogy,
as much as I love the first movie,
like, I'm not going to argue with you. I know the third one is hard.
And the second one is pretty...
giant crab lady, that's genius.
I don't... Like, watching this trailer, I get no feel of anything from the Pirates trilogy, other than I hear Johnny Depp's voice.
But it said from the director that did Pirates.
Yes, I see
it
that.
It said that.
Yes. But I don't know how his name will change anything.
They didn't show his name. They said from the director of Pirates.
I think I'll be quiet now.
Who cares what his name is? It says director of Pirates on Johnny Depp.
We care
it's
about
called
Johnny Depp.
Bait and switch.
Johnny Depp seems a little crazy, and that's always fun. And he looks like he's having fun with the character, like he's doing his thing. But he looks more like Saturday morning cartoons than anything else. Something I would watch when I was like 5. I don't know if I'd like it. No. And it also kind of looks like he's going to play a lot of the Western in it, because that one point when the I don't even know what animal it was, came up to...
Strangers don't last long.
Yeah, there. Strangers don't last long here. That felt like a line out of A Few Dollars More. Maybe it's because it's fresh in my mind, I don't know.
if you're going to make a CG movie... you only have one option. You have to aim it for children. If you try and make a CG movie for adults, you'll make $0. See Final Fantasy. It had Final Fantasy in the name and didn't make any money. Eh? One of the biggest, probably the biggest...
game franchise.
Right, of all time. Couldn't get people to go and watch that movie. Right? In fact, when they did the second one, they had to put it out on DVD just to avoid that whole... having people go to the cinema to see it. This doesn't look like it's really targeted at children. Plus, it's really racist. It's
please explain.
Really racist. They all have Mexican-esque voices. Right? They're in the desert. I mean, it's so all the characters sound Mexican, and they've depicted
animals in Mexico.
Right. They've depicted the Mexicans as lizards and rats, which
Johnny Depp is a lizard.
Yes, and everyone else is a rat, which is quite clever and not the message you want to be sending to young children. Maybe adults will laugh because adults are inherently racist, but children shouldn't be, right, Douglas? Right.
Right.
I don't. It doesn't look funny. That's outside all the nonsense I was talking. It doesn't look very funny. For the first trailer, it looks. I remember the first Despicable Me trailer that we saw, and
that
we just went.
Horrible.
And we just went. Wow, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah. I love that.
Wow. Okay.
You're crazy.
So it looks like that. There's nothing in the trailer that made me chuckle even a little bit. Even when the little girl said, "Strangers don't last very long." I mean, nothing about the trailer was that funny. And if you're going to give me 2.5 minutes as your first trailer and not have any of it be funny, you're starting off on the wrong foot, son. Even the first Pixar trailer was funny, and everyone was going to watch the first Toy Story, not Pixar, the first Toy Story trailer that we saw was funny.
Toy Story 3.
And everyone was going to see that regardless. No, they could have just put Toy Story 3. And the
kinda
date.
Like what they did Harry Potter.
Just like the Harry Potter trailer. And like, this is Toy Story 3. And we'd have all gone to see it. But they actually spent the time to make it an enjoyable trailer. But these guys have failed on every level. And it does look like Saturday morning cartoon. It looks cheap. It does.
I didn't mean it in that sense.
It does look cheap.
It doesn't look cheap at all.
Sparse. Like, because dirt is easy to render.
I blend in.
Not funny. Alright, next trailer.
Next trailer. Little Fuckers.
Hello, Greg. You mind explaining this?
Jack, did you take one of those pills?
What do you mean?
If you've had that for more than 4 hours, you gotta get to an ER and get you a shot.
There's no way I'm going to an emergency room with this thing. You need to stick me, and you need to stick me now.
I'm not comfortable giving you... I'm not gonna... No.
Really? Why are we talking?
You don't want to talk about Little Fuckers?
No, you guys can talk about it, sure.
Alright, I'll move on.
No, no.
Wow.
Douglas, how about it? Douglas, do you want to talk about this trailer?
Well, I mean...
I can cut this out right now.
Whatever, dude. I like the first two movies. This trailer didn't look that great, but again, I like the first two movies, so I'd probably watch it.
Like... De Niro, I think, has done well in recent films, especially with comedy. Because he... Like, I don't know what it is about him. I don't know if
you
it's
know,
like...
a recent film was awesome.
What?
Oh, shit. I can't remember the name now. It was...
The one where he's the producer?
Oh, no. That movie...
That
was...
movie was awesome.
Yeah, that's...
No, I was talking about his... his reunion with Al Pacino.
Wow. Wow. And that was a comedy, wasn't it?
Right?
Hilarious.
Like, I don't know what it is about Robert De Niro. Maybe it's that we already have this idea in our head of who Robert De Niro is from all of his greater films from when he was younger, like Raging Bull, Godfather 2. Douglas gives me that look when I say Raging Bull because he hates the shit out of it. Taxi
Heat.
Driver.
Heat.
Heat.
If you pretended to watch movies, you would have seen a proper Robert De Niro film. And now that he's being this comedic actor now, like, it doesn't even look like he has to try to be funny.
Can't be a badass when he's 60 and can't stop. Even Meryl Streep, dude. Meryl Streep used to do.
Release the Kraken.
Please, that he wasn't being a badass in that. That was hilarious. I'll kill you.
Yes.
Again, he was being hilarious. I laughed. I don't know about you. The movie's phenomenal.
I love it.
I'm sure I can hit on someone over 60 being badass.
No, guys, it was a joke. Just calm down.
But yeah, like, watching this trailer, I kind of feel like I've had that same comment you said for the entire time of looking at their making a third movie. Like, I'm like, I like the first two. Why not? But when
Spider-Man
3, this trailer,
analyze like, that.
Maybe they should have stopped. I like analyze that.
No, not the first one.
No, yeah, I like both of them.
Wow, Douglas.
I'm just gonna type into my phone and pretend like I don't like it, but I love it.
Oh. Forget it.
Wow, I guess.
I like I like right. both of the movies.
Right. Right.
He starts out with singing West Side Story.
Sure.
Right. Then,
No, I'm wrong. Then, oh, little
fuckers.
I don't. It's not
fuckers, Andrew. It's fuckers. Come on.
I'm not the biggest fan of either of those movies, so I guess. I guess I'll watch it. Hopefully this one's funny. But not looking forward to it at all.
Yeah, no, this trailer really wasn't that good. It didn't... I don't think it played up... Well, maybe it is a bad movie and that's all there is to play.
And it's traumatizing young children.
Yeah, because, you know, the children walking on him injecting...
Yeah, that's not funny. It's not funny. Not a fan.
Anyways, I guess the last trailer we can talk about is Red... starring Bruce Willis.
This place looks fantastic, Victoria. I just made the transition.
I love it here. I love the baking. I love the flower arranging.
They retire us.
You can't just flip a switch and become someone else.
What are we supposed to do?
I do take the odd contract on the side. I just can't stop.
Okay, can I say one thing?
Sure.
No, I don't like this trailer because the trailer is good.
Okay.
I don't like this trailer because Bruce Willis is in it,
mm-hmm.
or Helen Mirren, or John Malkovich,
mm-hmm.
or whoever else is
the
in
chick
it.
From Weeds.
Right, Mary Louise Parker. You know why I like this trailer?
Because mm-hmm. it's red.
No. Because there is one man in this trailer, and that man is, I don't even know his fucking name, but he's in Broken Lizard. And he's the one that gets beat up.
The one at the end who gets his arm broken.
Yeah. That's a broken lizard fella. And I love broken lizards so much.
You know who he is of the broken lizard?
Yeah, he is the one. Okay, so in Bearfest, he plays the Jewish doctor guy.
The Eye of Judah.
Yeah,
okay, we can stop there. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Because if you name Super Troopers, I won't know what you're talking about.
Well, I know which one Super Troopers is.
You have a knife?
He's crazy, man. I don't know what's wrong with him. By the way, this guy flipped off so much. The first time he watched it, he said the same thing. He's like, I hate it. Then after a while, he came in my room one day and he's like, Douglas, I really love this movie.
I don't
know. I know, you know what happened? Because we watched it when Michelle was there, and Michelle didn't like it. He was like,
he
oh yeah, that's
like
right,
it.
I didn't like it.
I'm glad I don't have that problem. I'd rather them hate me.
Thank you very much.
So Damien, what did you think of this trailer? You see,
what does it stand for? Retired, extremely dangerous?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Over 60 and kicking ass.
Yeah, that sounds... they have the right names.
Is it the Expendables extended version? Like
it's the Expendables with people that can actually act.
Yeah. You see, here's the thing, right? The concept looks really good. And I joke around about the
broken
lizard thing. But to tell you the truth, I'm really worried that it's going to be crap.
Yeah. Much like the Expendables, I'm worried that although seeing John Malkovich makes me, that calms me more because I know they won't play it straight.
Mm-hmm. All up.
Right? The problem with the Expendables is I fear, and it's the same fear I have with this, that they'll take themselves too seriously
yeah.
and try to work in the fact that these guys are old bastards into somewhere in the movie, and I don't want any of that. I just want them to pretend that these guys are 20 and nothing else makes sense. We're just going to have them if they can do what they did in 18 with this movie, it'll be phenomenal.
Yes,
just have them move from spot to spot, killing people and having some thinly veiled thread holding them together, and wherever that thread breaks, let's have them kill shit for the rest of the movie. All along, I don't care. I was so happy seeing the A-Team because we used to get a lot of action movies like that. Who cares? Story? Really? That is what? Who cares about the story? I don't want to see that. No.
Put down
when you want to see story, go watch some that Fincher made. Right? Leave action movies to the professionals. Have John Woo blow up shit and do
can I tell you a Rian Fincher thing? Like, I'm actually really looking forward to the Facebook movie.
I still haven't watched the trailer. I saw
like,
that there's a
teaser
trailer.
The teaser trailer really isn't anything. It's like
really?
The dark
you're
look, where
you're,
they put an image and they had talking on it.
You're looking forward to a Fincher movie. Thank you,
Andrew. But at first I was like, the Facebook movie, this
look,
has to be
look,
rubbish.
We are film geeks, as much as I hate that term.
I like it.
And, no, and we...
No.
No, that puts
look,
too much
whenever time. We hear whenever we hear directors' names, we get excited. Because we're not normal people. Normal people don't do that.
Actually, normally we're really happy. When
I heard Finch and doing a movie,
when,
I couldn't care less what
I was at Caribbean. I can't remember which movie I was going to watch. And they played the Inception trailer.
Right.
And it wasn't because they were playing the Inception trailer that made me happy. It was that the moment this trailer started and you heard the music, I knew exactly what was coming up. Right, because I've watched the trailer at least 5,000 times by now, and I heard people behind me the moment the music started. I have to watch this movie, which made me know that there are other people in Jamaica who actually know other good movies coming.
No, there are people who saw this trailer already and said, "Yeah, I want to watch this movie." And when the trailer started up again, they went, "Oh yeah, I want to watch this movie."
No, it wasn't that. It was like you and me talking, the thought. Immediately in your head, I have to watch this movie. Immediately.
Yeah, it had to be. I mean, law averages can't just be the throwaway. That's
so
impossible.
So they're like 10 is what you're saying?
Yeah.
In the entire of Kingston.
Probably 12 in Jamaica.
Oh, so 14.
15 or if we don't in the Caribbean. Yeah, I mean that much.
Which is why we don't get good movies.
Yeah, that's probably.
Anyways, I kind of like this trailer for Red.
The trailer looks great.
I don't watch anything with Bruce Willis in it.
Looks because I'm not signing on to that. I saw a cop out on.
Okay, yeah, that's the thing. Generally, I agree with you. I think Bruce Willis is not a great actor, but he's fun to watch.
Yes.
And I love him, but I don't know.
He has
done some horrible shit.
Yes. No. I know he's done bad movies. But you see, here lies the thing.
Live
some,
Free or Die Trying or something.
I like that movie.
I like that movie.
No. I'm joking. Look, I enjoyed that movie a great deal. I just hate the name.
Yeah.
I entered it into XBMC as Die Hard 4. In fact, when I was looking it up, the information, it wouldn't give me back the proper result. I'm like, I type in Die Hard 4 and it's not working. And it's when I punched it into Google and I saw the actual name.
That's something I really don't like about XBMC I'm not using IMDb, but before I was using IMDb as the scraper for the movies.
Right.
And so like you say, you're searching Die Hard 4 and you didn't get it. But if you use a web portal and you search Die Hard 4, immediately that's what comes up. So that pisses me off. Like a lot of my foreign films is a problem,
right?
Because like I have the English name. I will search for the English name
and
be like,
dreams up madness.
I'm not going to tell you what this is.
Or enters in.
So I'm gonna actually have to go over to my computer and figure it out and then type in the French name or the German name or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's a pain in the ass, I'm sorry.
What I love about this trailer is absolutely nothing, so I'll move on.
Okay. You don't like DC?
No. They brought out that bat thing.
You're a DC hater.
They brought out Watchmen and Batman. I have no love for them at all.
Hater.
Je revois la ville en fête et en délire, suffoquant sous le soleil et sous la joie. Et j'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires qui éclatent et rebondissent autour de moi.
Anyways, this week I wanted to talk about The Dinner Game, which is the French original film
that they're remaking it,
which is coming out later. I think it's this month in the States, July in the States.
I'm sure it'll be just as good.
If you have an appetite for levity, a craving for lunacy, a hunger for the offbeat, then you are cordially invited to the dinner game. To play, you'll need to find a world-class jerk. And when you're sure you've found him, simply bring him to a dinner where all the guests have to bring a jerk of their own.
Okay.
And let the best man win. The dinner game. Comedy is now being served.
So, if you haven't seen the trailer for Dinner for Schmucks,
and you haven't, because it's not an English movie, cross that shit off the list.
Well, I was talking about the remake. This movie is about this weekly dinner get together that these guys have where they bring an idiot.
When we get rich, we should do that.
An idiot along, so as that they can make fun of the idiot for the entire night.
This is Jamaica, and there's a lot of
them. And whoever brings the biggest idiot wins the game for the evening.
I'm pretty sure I'd win.
And this one guy has found his idiot, which is this guy who makes
models
with matchsticks. And however, he hurts his back in the evening, so he has to spend the entire night with this guy, figuring out a lot of stuff going on with him and his girlfriend, wife, whatever. And yeah, that's what happens. And it's a lot of ridiculous, stupid humor that occurs for the entire 70-minute runtime of this film.
Yeah, this movie's short.
It is very short. And I think the remake looks like it's actually going to take you to the dinner table.
Yeah.
So
it's not going to be as good.
Damien, what did you think of this
film? I love this movie. I'm surprised I didn't find this movie earlier. This movie.
I'm so happy I finally picked a movie that you hadn't seen.
Yeah. There's no HD version of this movie though. I had to settle for DVD quality. I'm not too thrilled about
it. Oh, poor baby.
This is 2010. You don't understand what's going on.
Back to the Future soon come out.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm so happy. Despite not being a big fan of those movies. So this movie, the premise sounds stupid. I know that because when I saw Dinner for Schmucks, I thought that premise is stupid. And it wasn't until he found his idiot and I saw what exactly their plan was that I started enjoying it. And then what happens between him, the interactions between whatever the dude, Pierre, is that his name?
The idiot?
No. The guy that...
Pierre is Pignon, but...
No, the idiot is Pignon.
And the guy is Pierre. Right. Yeah. Between Pierre and Pignon, or whatever the hell their names are. Their interactions are... They're really funny, because he is... You can see where he is a bastard, like me. And where this idiot, he's a genuine person. He literally believes that everyone is interested in him making models. This mundane activity that no one cares about. And you see where Pierre is exploiting him and laughing at him for the entire time. And if you're not Damien, you'd think that this is horrible. But I loved it because this dude legitimately is retarded. He's so out of it. Like, nothing really makes sense. Like, what is common sense to me is clearly not common sense to this guy. And he makes gaff after gaff mistakes. He's just not following any of the lead that Pierre is going on about. He's just... And he keeps making the situation worse. No matter how hard he tries, he's just so stupid that he can't fix anything. And by the end, you think there's a chance for him to redeem himself. And he just proves himself an idiot. And I enjoy that a lot.
I really like this movie. It's ridiculously hilarious because...
Send ridiculous humor check.
Ridiculous humor check. Once it inserts the idiot, you know exactly how this movie is going to go. I was actually wondering, because I hadn't seen the movie up until today. I watched the movie earlier today. I'd only seen the trailer for the remake. I was actually wondering how long it would take them to actually get to the dinner table. But they never actually get there. And I think that's kind of wonderful in how they do it. Because if they had finally actually gotten to the dinner table... Like it looks like they're doing in the remake, which looks horrible.
Yes, it does.
You're just going to rehash all the stupid jokes that you got in such a more honest, ridiculous setting that you get with Pignon trying to help Pierre with his hurt back.
Right. And he does help.
He tries to help. What I liked so much about this movie were the individual moments. Like, for example, when he has him on the phone to Mimu, I think his name is, the sex addict. And he's trying to coach him into talking to Mimu about his stuff, about how to figure out if his wife is with him. And then eventually you find out
that he's
something else. No, I don't want to give it away. I don't want to
banging someone else.
And it's completely ridiculous what occurs at that moment.
Oh, Marseille, go.
I was wearing my Marseille jersey as I was watching this movie.
Go, Marseille, go. You damn right.
What was
fuck Auxerre. Actually, I should. That is what I'm going to use as the screen cap in XBMC, this point where he says fuck Auxerre, and have this. It's genius.
Yes, totally.
I agree 100%.
It's an awesome movie.
It's really funny.
Like, you have to go in knowing that you want to laugh. Like, you can't pick up this movie and think, I want to watch a serious film about idiots. No. This movie is one of those where you have to walk in knowing that you want to just laugh your ass off at retardedness.
Not to cut you. I just saw Clint Eastwood there.
But I'm going to cut you. Okay.
with all due respect.
I bought a poncho.
You did?
You did?
I want a poncho.
But I realized I'm not gangster enough to wear said poncho. I think it's the belly. I have a big belly. I need to work out. And so that I may enjoy my poncho.
Yes, I put on a slideshow on the Ustream thing, so they're not watching us anymore. They're watching. And as weeks go by, I'll add images to it. Oh, and apparently Jada on the Don says that Trim has been renewed for season 2 as soon as it premiered, first episode. So yes. I guess I was wrong from how the first season ended.
Right, I guess you can't use Google.
Yeah.
sad little man. Right.
Douglas.
The dinner game.
Okay, can somebody define for me what is a farce? Well, no, not the definition. Okay.
A comedy characterized by broad satire and improbable situations.
Because I feel that this movie is a farce, is it not? Yes.
Pretty much.
I think so. No, I'm not against farces.
Racism. Here we go.
You don't like French people.
He's racist to farce. And farce people.
But,
the Pharisees.
I didn't really like this movie. I'm sorry.
What the hell is wrong with you, though?
Okay, so, like you guys said, this is a movie about a bunch of guys that make fun of idiots.
Like. And we do that all the time. So
of course. I mean, yeah. That's not a problem. There's no problem there. I mean, I understand this. I sympathize. I empathize.
You teach. You make fun of it all the time.
It just... I don't know. I felt like... Even though it's not a slapstick comedy, much of the reactions, much of the situation was a bit too slapstick. For my taste, and the thing about it is, I completely
like
understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hear you. I completely understand anybody, you, Andrew, anybody else who loves this movie, because clearly this was a good farce, right? This was a good whatever the hell this movie was, but I just think
say it was too French.
No, I love French movies.
Just because they couldn't make the knockout stage.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I really can't explain it. This is just... I just wasn't into...
Chalking it up to personal
the
taste.
Yeah, personal taste. That's what it is. There were two moments, though, that I did like. One was okay. One was...
When him run out with a wife.
No. One part was in the beginning when the wife calls the doctor and the wife tells the doctor, oh, he's going to take this idiot to a dinner. It's so horrible. And then the doctor looks very stone-faced and you feel like, oh boy, this guy's going to really get it because of it. And then he looks at the guy and he says, we used to do that with ugly girls. And then Pierre says, oh yeah, we did that too. That was kind of boring. But yeah, that was a good moment. Another perfect moment. Actually, you guys have spoken about it already, but it's when so there's this tax auditor and he finds out his wife is cheating on him, and he calls the guy, and the funny is not in the situation, the funny is in how he responds to it and what he does, and he says, just, he's not arguing with her. he's not having a fight. He just says,
let me talk to her.
Exactly. He calls and the guy picks up and he says, can I talk to Mrs. Chavelle? Right. And clearly the guy on the other end says, what? She's not here. And he's like, let me talk to her. I'll talk to you on Monday, but let me talk to her.
Right, we have a meeting with you on Monday. Let me talk to her.
You know who this... I think he says something like, you know who this is.
Leave now and I'll speak to you when we get
there. And I love
can I put on my clothes? Yes. Yes, you can put on your clothes first.
And then at the end of the conversation, he says, oh, by the way, I taped the ice skating thing for you.
Right.
That I really did enjoy that portion. That part was hilarious. But this whole, you see, the thing is, the movie hinges on the fact that Pignon is
retarded,
an idiot,
and he plays it very well. In my opinion. Oh, so that's what you didn't buy. You didn't buy just how stupid this guy was.
Not just that. It's not really that he was so stupid or too stupid. Yeah. I mean, he was extremely stupid, but it's just the ridiculousness of it.
Okay.
I mean,
I don't understand. Getting himself into that situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's... there are ridiculous comedies that I love. So I really... I can't tell you why I like one movie and not this one. But... there was something just extremely... Did you just say moronic?
Yes, moronic.
There was something extremely moronic about this movie. Mm-hmm. And it's very... It's almost as if, you know what? This is a shtick we're playing on. We're playing on this guy being stupid. And that's all the movie was about. And I don't know, that kind of got to me.
Oh, you say it was overdone.
Yeah, overdone. Okay. Very one note.
Okay.
All right, so...
But they kept it short.
They did keep it short. It wasn't even an hour and a half. It was an hour and 20 minutes.
I don't think that much.
No, man.
Like 76 minutes.
It's 80 then, minutes long, I think.
And then 5 minutes out of... 6 minutes out of his credits. I think it's like 70 minutes.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just... I'm not saying it's a bad movie. Because it's not.
Has a runtime as 80 minutes.
Yeah, okay. It's not a bad movie.
It's just not for you.
Just not for me.
Fair enough.
And... like I said, there are moments where I chuckled, where I laughed, where I did like it. But overall, not my thing.
One thing that I found like a little interesting about this film was, if you really think about it, how different are we from Pignon? I mean, like, he's a bit...
He's retarded.
He's an exaggeration of what everybody is.
Quite right. Like, all it really is someone who's really enthusiastic about a hobby he has. And how different is that from us sitting down talking about
film? No. That part is not where... that was what made him stupid. It was all the things surrounding that... That was just something that they could point to prove that this was retarded. But it was him, the message on his answering machine. Asking the lady which tie he should pick, despite it being the same tie. Right? Two ties of the exact same. Like, and he's like, no, this one is redder. That was his logic. Right? It's just... his ability to connect A to B is clearly missing. Right? And that is what makes it funny. Every situation that he was put in, where you or I, we'd have thought of. He asked the guy to call the auditor. Right? He, for one specific reason. He called him, spoke to him, and hanged up the phone. And then turned around, right. Right, I was supposed to ask him for something.
It's things like that, right? That joke... play out at least 5 times in the movie.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, come on. I got the joke the first time. Oh, okay. Where are you going with it, you know?
Okay, fair enough. And I especially like the ending.
Yeah, where, I love it.
Where they were playing it all sappy and all. I'm like, is this the same? What is going on here? And then the girl calls back. I'm like, thank you. It's good work. Like, no, I'm at a phone booth. He's not feeding any of this to me. And then she's like, all right, let me call him after. And he hears the phone ring. And at no point he's, maybe I shouldn't answer this. Maybe, since I just call her and tell her, maybe I should. And he's like, so good. I love that ending. I like this movie a lot. I think I've met people like that. Pretty sure I have. They all live downtown though. None of you should go there. It's a bad place. Stupid people. Right. So, I love it. Andrew loves it. Douglas is probably having Lebowski syndrome. Where someday, years and years from now, we'll happen across this movie and go, I like this movie. I didn't like it the first time. It's funny. I guess we like it when we start doing it ourselves. Should we start with Ugly Girls or Stupid People?
No, you have to start out small. So Ugly Girls. Stupid People is a step up.
Although I must say, Ugly Girls getting harder and harder to find. In
question I have stay inside. What do we give the winner? We don't give them. You mean between us?
Yeah, between us. What does the winner?
I guess a DVD. Respect or
no. We just pick a Blu-ray that they love and take it. But we still like movies. We'll steal each other's movies.
Yeah. Okay. And I suppose the reason for continuing it would be the hope that you could steal back the movie that
right.
was stolen.
Right, we all have to come and bet a movie that we love. Right? So you'll put down the movie. Right? Especially with some movie that is out of circulation. If I have to win. Jeez, what if I lose? See Douglas walking out with 20 DVDs. Yes! I have this already, but I don't care. Ah, no, it's mine.
Wow. Last Horseman, who is this?
This is Flaming Dragon!
Oh, okay, Flaming Dragon. Fuck face. First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face! Now, I don't know what kind of pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory.
So whatever you're thinking, you better think again. Otherwise, I'm going to have to head down there.
And I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you. You're going to have to call the fucking United Nations and get a fucking binding resolution to keep me from fucking destroying you.
I am talking
scorched earth, motherfucker. I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.
Why you all in my ear talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear?
Alright, so this week I want us to discuss trailers. And more specifically, trailers spoiling films. Many people always talk about how annoyed they are at trailers spoiling films for them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more in the case of people like us who watch enough trailers and enough films that we can pick out the points in the trailers which are like, yes, that's the first act, the second act, the third act. So that's what happens. But I kind of have a feeling like, do we really want the trailers not to spoil the movies? Because as much as we don't want the movie to be spoiled, I think it makes the trailer less good. I can't think of the right word right now.
Less good.
See, I know it's, if you exempt that third act of the trailer.
I understand what you're talking about. And I guess, you see, the thing about trailers are, trailers, they have to walk a fine line because they have to tell you what, a good trailer has to tell you what the movie is about, because otherwise unless of course you're booking on star power, you're not going to go to this movie.
Past glory,
exactly, something like that, right? So you have to know what the movie is about, the general synopsis, before you can make a decision and say, listen, this is the type of story that I want to watch. So in that case, the trailer kind of has to spoil the movie for you. But there are movies that have these big plot twists, and they kind of, those type of movies really got, I suppose, pushed to the limelight recently with guys like M. Night Shyamalan, because he loves to do that foolishness. He loves, yeah, he loves to be like, I'm gonna take you one way and then no.
Oh, can I tell you what? I'm seeing all the reviews and tweets of how shitty Last Airbender is.
But listen,
wait, didn't,
when did
I'm
I tell
sorry.
You? Listen,
wait,
I told you this
sorry.
Already, you know. And
sorry.
you kept saying, but Douglas, it looks so good.
Wait.
The trailer, it's great.
Wait, Douglas,
shut up.
Douglas, what's good about this podcast is before we saw a trailer, before we saw a poster, when we found out that he was doing this, we spoke about it on this very podcast. And we said this movie is going to be horrible.
Yeah.
He said, he, not watching any of the series at that point, said, yeah, but people like the series. And I said, having watched most of the series, he is the wrong person to do it. Then we saw a poster, then we saw a trailer, which he liked, and I still haven't seen, because I know that this is good. In fact, when the trailer comes on at Carib, I shut my eye. I don't want to see it. I don't care. I hear that the budget fight is some 400. Paramount has spent like 230 million making the movie. I hope they make back every dollar, because it's not their fault this movie is going to be bad. And I hope it makes enough money that they fire him and get someone good to do the next one. That is my hope. I want a live action Airbender, just not one from him, because he's not good. And he can blame writers or whatever it is that he wants to blame. But he's not good.
Because you see, I don't want to say that he's not good, because he has come out with two really good movies. The first one was, I loved it. Sixth Sense. I really enjoyed that movie.
Sorry to cut you, but can we not repeat this discussion?
Yeah, that's true.
I just wanted to mention the bad reviews.
Okay.
We already spoke about M. Night's track record numerous times.
There is some sort of credence that needs to be given to the fact that trailers do have to, not fully, but at least to some extent, spoil the movie, because you need to know what the movie is about. Of course, yes, you don't need to know every detail. And a good example of a bad, well, not necessarily a bad trailer, but in my mind a bad trailer, is the Night and Day trailer that we just talked about early on. Because the Night and Day trailer, it's good, because it made me want to watch this movie. It really was awesome. But in retrospect, I look at it and I'm like, this trailer was horrible, because it showed me the only good parts to this movie.
Alright, but I don't think it's fair to blame the trailer.
It's not fair to blame the trailer, but it's one of those trailers that Andrew's talking about where it kind of spoils the movie and you know exactly what's going to happen.
But there's two types, like, in terms of bad trailers, there's two kinds. There's bad trailers like Death Race, where it ruins the entire movie before you see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's bad trailers like Night and Day, as you said, that ruins the movie retrospectively. You look back and you say,
yeah.
But then it, that you can't blame the trailer for. It's not the trailer's fault. The people who do the trailer had to find something to sell this movie on.
They're like, shit, this movie's horrible. What the hell are we going to
that's
do?
That's all they could have done. Now, like when I saw this topic, I was thinking about it. I'm like, this is the worst topic Andrew has ever done, because no one wants a trailer that spoils the movie. But then I started thinking about trailers that when I saw them the first time, I'll enjoy them. But when looking back, because I was looking back at trailers that I like, because I keep a lot of trailers.
Oh, what I love to do is when I've watched a film, I go back and look at the trailer and see exactly where everything fit in.
Right. So there's
sometimes it's kind of,
I know, I don't do it. I don't do it for that reason. I do it because there's times that, like, cleaning or something like that, and I just put all the trailers that I know I love, I just slow them up and have them play. And a lot of times I went, I love that trailer, but that movie is terrible. Or it ruined the end. I mean, there's this trailer for a movie called Chocolate, where it's a little girl that smokes, that can fight. It's like, what's that guy name that did the Protect on Ong Bak, right? It's like that, but in a small female package.
No, sorry, it's Monk Tony Jaa.
Oh, so the fame has lost a great hero today. Right.
I loved in that trailer, even like they made the trailer and then they even had the outtakes at the end of the trailer where you just saw people getting injured, which you have in the film. Like you see at the end of the film.
I remember, like, I saw that trailer and went, this trailer is phenomenal. And then I saw the movie and went, why did they put out that trailer? They should have just put out that trailer. Because the rest of the movie, there's talking in that movie. And no one needed to see any talking. I just wanted to see the little girl kick people. And so I went, yeah, but it's not. I couldn't blame the trailer for that. Right? And then there's the bad ones that sit like flat out ruin movies. But then we get great trailers that, like the first Dark Knight trailer, not the second Dark Knight trailer, told us too much because it explained where the Joker was going. That first trailer told us almost nothing. Not until you finally watch the movie, you go, no, I see. No, you could pick out and that first Hancock trailer. That trailer is still awesome.
I think
despite that movie being a travesty, and that is not because that the only action scenes you saw in the trailer. They didn't give you all the action scenes in that trailer. That trailer was great despite that movie being terrible.
Talking about the Dark Knight, I think you bring up a big topic about trailers and films. When a studio decides to over market a film and push out way too many trailers. Like it's one thing when you push out like two trailers and maybe one is a little overly informative,
right,
like how you're talking about. But for the Dark Knight, I think they released like 6 or 7 trailers.
I guess, but you have to put out trailers on TV spots.
No. I'm not talking about TV spots. I'm talking about full blown trailers. Like they were marketing that film from a year prior to its release.
Yeah, yeah, because the first teaser was. I mean, clearly they had just started filming, right, and they were like, "Whoa, we've got
smoke
and a bat." Start
night.
But it was ridiculous. Like, they would just start going like, all right, we'll rehash clips from the other trailers and throw it in, and throw in an extra clip where we tell you even more than you need to know if you've decided to watch this trailer again.
I mean, the 2012 trailer, love that trailer. And it's just, like, there was a first teaser where only a monk died, and then the second one was just clip after clip after clip of destruction. They didn't tell you what was happening with any of, they just went plane flying through buildings. It was essentially the first scene when shit started to go bad, and they just had all of those clips, and that was it. They didn't tell you anything else about the movie, and
you
I enjoyed
really
it. Exactly, right. So there's some movies, especially dramas, where they have to give you a little more, because the An Education trailer, they almost gave away all that movie had.
I wonder if I even watched that trailer. I'm not even sure. If
I don't remember it, but I know I watched it.
Yeah. But they stopped kind of, like they were going through all that the movie was going to give you, and then there was a cutoff point. They just went, "All right, that's all you need." And then they gave you one clip of the end that you wouldn't have known, because out of order, you wouldn't have known that clip was at the end. And that's all that he gave you, and that I enjoyed that trailer. And even now, having seen the movie, you can go back and say that's a good trailer. But as you said, there's a fine line, and you don't want to know too much.
Exactly.
But sometimes it's unavoidable, and when it is unavoidable, find some way to cut the trailer in a way that the person watching it doesn't know. Tell a different story.
Yeah.
Sell a different story than what the movie
is. I actually agree with that. I was thinking about saying that while you were talking, and you're quite right. Like, I like when sometimes trailers will deceive you, and some people don't like that, but actually I'm okay with that, as long as, because like you said, it's hard to give you your synopsis of the movie and not give away everything, because most stories, even though you can have a lot of detailed twists and turns,
the overarching
story is very simple, and so once you get that story, you're like, well, why am I going to watch a movie?
Thank you.
So,
not watching movies.
Exactly. But you know what though, there are some trailers that go to an extreme and are horrible. One case in point is I'm not sure if this is the correct name for this movie, but it's something like This Is Love, the Tilda Swinton movie, the recent one.
I Am Love.
I Am Love. Okay. Where, that trailer, where?
It was long, and I mean, they told the story. They didn't even pretend. Like, this is what's going to happen. This is what happens here. Like, when he's showing specific plot, like, big plot details in the trailer, in chronological, we're having a problem. The biggest offender, though, I've ever seen, though, it was that Death Race trailer.
Mm.
Like, literally,
you know,
there was nothing that they left out of that trailer.
One of the artists I wanted to talk about was not even the ones that spoil anything, but the ones that give you something which is so obtuse as opposed to the film. And one of the things I can think about that we actually spoke about was the trailer for A Serious Man.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
all right,
they obviously didn't want to give anything away to the point where you barely got any form of
because
what
it was,
this movie was
selling
about.
You on Coen Brothers and not the movie itself. They knew that the only people that were going to go out of their way to watch
movie. Did you say A Serious Man?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh.
Or when the trailer was just him banging his head
against
I thought he said A Single Man. But actually, I think that both of those trailers would work for.
Well, A Single Man was a little bit of tears. Yeah.
Right. But that is it. It depends on what you're selling the movie as. If you can sell it based on star power, Douglas said, or the director, or something that people will latch onto, then you can say whatever you want in the trailer. You don't have to give anything away because you know the people. You know your demographic. Whenever people say Meryl Streep in a movie, you don't need to show anything else about the movie. You don't show her laughing and people going go out and watch it. It's sad. It was true. Same with Tom Cruise. They didn't have to give away all of that movie. Tom Cruise was in it. People are going to go out and watch it. But when there's the Peacock trailer, that wasn't a really good trailer.
Was that a good movie, by the way?
I love
to
that
watch
movie.
It.
I didn't like it.
He didn't like it.
Well, he's crazy.
I love that movie.
His performance
is stellar.
He's amazing. Back to Night and Day. Was I the only one, by the way, when there was a point where he was talking to Cameron Diaz and he was saying, "This is you with me, and this is with me," right? And then at the end, he goes something like this. And was I the only one who thought of Kramer right then and there?
You probably were. Probably.
Anyways, I guess we can end it there.
No, I wanted to get back to the thing that you said. Do they overmarket films? Like the 900 trailers?
Yeah.
And by the... Because the first Iron Man trailer we liked.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one came out and they told us what was going to happen in the movie. And then they had more trailers and more trailers. Alright, let me refresh your memory.
I'm trying to think of a different movie from this year which had excessive marketing.
Well, Transformers wasn't this year, but they put out about a billion trailers for that movie. I enjoyed the first one, but I knew the movie was going to be bad. And by the time they got to trailer 6 or something like that, I had enough.
You know who has excessive trailers? Scott Pilgrim.
Oh!
Yeah, they're what, 4 now?
They had the first trailer which we spoke about, the second one which actually gave people the full thing on the movie, and they had the international trailer. That's it.
Okay.
And the truth is, I really don't count the international trailers. We're not supposed to see that. That's for UK.
Don't they know what the internet is?
No.
UK people don't know what the internet is?
The studio doesn't know what the internet is.
Fair enough. Although it feels like that more and more. Like, it feels there's some companies that clearly don't understand what the internet is.
If you release anything anywhere,
we have the internet
available.
You do know that, right?
Yeah, no.
But when people have Avatar that had
That was
sweet
excessive.
Jesus. But I guess it worked, and people are going to look at that and say, well, they put out 9 billion trailers for Avatar, and they had cups and shit. And everywhere you turn, there was some blue guy staring at you, and it made 19 billion.
I found it that when Avatar came out here, Carib actually had people in the blue thing. in the theater. Paying
marketing, just, you don't think people paid for that, you know? Cab never do that because, out of the love like, of
I,
their heart.
I know that everybody does love people, their heart, but I found it hilarious. Yeah. Like,
look, if you pay for something, I mean, people, they have marketing down to a T at this point. If they want to sell shit, I mean, look at Apple. Apple have people believing that their phone is the first phone that can do video calls. Do you understand how ludicrous? Anything that Steve Jobs says and anything that they put on the TV, once it's on TV, you know, it might as well be true. All right, if you put it on TV but enough times,
Damien, just might as well be true.
Yeah. Guys, you're holding it wrong.
It is wrong. I can't remember which phone it is. A Nokia phone. I knew Nokia phone came out. You can hold it anywhere you want.
Really, like this?
Nice. I'm sorry, did he just.
Anyways, with that, we can end tonight. This is the name of the podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Douglas.
And this is Damien.
He was still not
W-H-I-T-E. Wrong. Thought you would have known that, Andrew. I overlooked it.
I was way too excited at the moment. I was like, David, join Twitter. I want to know who started that account, because that's
great.
Brilliant.
That is great.
That someone is actually listening to the podcast, you know, to start
this
I applaud that person. You can find me on Twitter at GMANReviews, and you can find the podcast at GMANReviews.com, as well as iTunes and the podcast Ali.
You can find me on Twitter. DJR lost his name.
It's funny because you're not a DJ of anything, are you?
Well, I guess not.
That's very misleading, Douglas.
And with that, I'll say goodnight. Best number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.